Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the 2A Lifestyle Podcast. This is your gracious host. I want to appreciate y'all for listening. If this is your first time, welcome to the show. This is a great podcast to listen to, give a little unique perspective on the firearms industry, Second Amendment issues, and cool gear and shit that's coming out. This is not your first time, I want to greatly appreciate y'all. Welcome back. I am greatly sorry that I am a couple days late on this episode. I had a death in the family last week, and I drove back to Texas, that long-ass 15-hour drive, 1,000 miles one way, and I was gone pretty much all last week for the funeral, and ended up coming back Friday. And normally I record on the weekends. I don't have my kids, but they ended up staying with me because I was gone all week. The Wicked Witch of the East watched them while I was gone, and so I hung out with them a little bit this weekend, and so that took up my recording time and also my prep time, because basically the week before a podcast is when I start looking for all the good shit that I'm going to talk about. So I do want to apologize for all that. If you haven't already, go ahead and check out our social media. We are on Facebook and Instagram. I'm actually looking at getting a Twitter too, so we'll see how that shit goes. You can look us up on Facebook. We are the number 2A Lifestyle, just 2A Lifestyle. And on Instagram, we are 2 spelled out 2A Lifestyle. Check us out. We got some pretty funny fucking memes, if I do say so myself. Also put shit out about a podcast, cool gear, cool news that comes out. And I think it is a great social media page, if I do say so myself. You can reach out. I am on that bitch basically every day, multiple times a day. So I am pretty regular on there. I respond to comments, and I listen to y'all. So if you want to talk to me, that's the best way to get a hold of me, is on social media, Facebook, Instagram, shit like that. Also, we do have a Patreon account. I am basically almost there for the bandwidth for the month. So if I get $2 or $3 more dollars a month, if you want to pledge that, I will basically cover the bandwidth for this podcast. And anything after that is going to go straight back to you guys, the listeners, and my followers on social media. I'm going to be doing more giveaways. We are also close up to 6,000 followers and likes on Facebook anyway. Not that fucking popular on Instagram. It is a mystery. I'm trying to get up to it. I'm not even up to 100 on Instagram. So go check me out on Instagram. Follow me on that. But basically what I'm going to do is I'm going to do more giveaways. Got stickers. I'm actually got some hats in the fucking make right now. Making some hats. We're going to be doing those, giving those away. Also, if you join on Patreon, I'm going to give you some free shit to you guys if you do join on Patreon. So there's a little incentive for you fuckers if you want to go check that out. But anyway, this podcast is, I don't want to say it's a little rushed. I'm give myself a couple days to get some shit and all that good stuff. And on top of all that shit that happened last week, I am actually training for a jiu-jitsu competition that I have coming up this Saturday. So this week has just been fucking hellish, catching up on everything and training for a jiu-jitsu competition. So that is my excuse. I know they're like assholes. Well, that's mine. That's what I got. But anyway, let's start getting into this motherfucking show and give y'all the product that you crave. My park got prostitutes and drug use and a lot of people overdose. And don't leave your car unlocked because your car might end up getting stolen. 9 times out of 10 when we get pulled over, everybody in the truck is holding. America, baby, every kid here is a bubba or shady. Growing up poor in the park is what made me, and mama, she tried, she's a hell of a lady. And you better not talk to her the wrong way, because I'm going to end up stomping your whole face. I can bury a whole block for her. In this case, I'm going to make it to the top for her. Hot damn, another shot up in the air again. Well, guys, let's go ahead and start getting into the main segment. Got some news that I want to share with y'all, some cool shit that I think is pretty interesting. That is pretty interesting. I think everybody should know it. Just know this kind of shit so that way you are a little bit more knowledgeable on the firearms and Second Amendment community. The first story that we are going to go into is actually from Gat Daily. And basically, the headline is, Why You Need an AR-15. What happened was, in Somerville, Florida, this article is from July 12th, my motherfucking birthday, by the chats. Anyway, this happened on, well, this anyway, the article's on fucking July 12th. What happened was, is around 8:20 p.m., this homeowner answers the door. What happened was, and this is fucking common, for those of you who don't know, I am a law enforcement officer, and this is a very fucking common tip for y'all. If somebody is knocking on your door late at night when it's dark and shit, don't fucking open that door. If you even come close to that door, have a fucking handgun waiting for you, because that is asking for trouble. In the age of cell phones, everybody has the ability to fucking call for help if they're broke down or whatever the fucking shit it is. It's just bad news bears. It's fucking trouble waiting. Anyway, what happened was, is this motherfucker was fucking answering his door. Somebody knocked on his door asking for assistance. He answered the door, opened the door. One of these motherfuckers that committed the home invasion actually followed this guy from a Craigslist transaction. He, as soon as the guy answered the door, four fucking home invaders armed with handguns break into this motherfucker's house. He immediately went into his room where he had his AR-15. And he ended up fucking downing two of the home invaders before two of the other fucking home invaders fucking took off. So he actually killed one by the time deputies arrived, and one was wounded. The homeowner himself was actually wounded, but he was, you know, nothing serious. He went to the hospital, was treated, and released. Of course, all these motherfuckers were, you know, young gangbangers, fucking wannabes, all less than the age of 25, 18, 19, 22 are the fucking ages I see. But anyway, this is a fucking great story on why you should have AR-15 for home defense. And actually, if people want to fucking say that AR-15, and trust me, as a law enforcement officer, I hear this shit all the time. Administration says they don't want to have AR-15s because they're afraid of over-penetration. 223, even though it is a very high-velocity projectile, once it hits something, it basically loses all fucking velocity. And the most ammunition, especially if you get decent ammunition, not fucking green-tipped ammo that you know stole from the National Guard on your drill weekend, or you got from your buddy that was in the National Guard that he took from drill weekend. Most of it is designed to basically shatter on impact. Some of it, you know, don't go too fucking crazy, because there's actually a good story happened, I want to say 3 or 4 years ago in Tennessee. There was a guy that was in a shootout with the law enforcement, and fucking law enforcement was returning fire, but they had some serious fucking soft tip, you know, fucking just fucking, you know, ammo destroys on impact kind of shit that their administration gave them because they were fucking too afraid of over-penetration. And this fucking guy was behind a chain link fence. And, you know, fucking be it what it may, fucking Darwin is a bitch, that a ton of rounds that they were throwing at this guy were hitting that chain link fence. And every time it hit that chain link fence, the fucking projectiles just shattered and basically was giving this guy just fucking bird shot, basically. So, you know, that's something to think about whenever you're choosing self-defense ammunition. Don't get green tip. I wouldn't recommend it, because, you know, that's when you start looking at shit going through two or three walls just because of the composition of that bullet. But anyway, fucking do your research. Maybe I'll do an episode later on self-defense ammunition and what's good, what's not, all that kind of good shit. I actually got a pretty decent packet of information that's for law enforcement, and because I'm a firearms instructor for my department, and we, you know, something I look at anytime we're talking about getting some new ammunition, that I always go back and look, and this is what I recommend to my administration. It's like, hey, here's what I recommend, here's why I recommend it, this is the testing that's been done on it, all that kind of shit. It's been, you know, tested by fucking, you know, federal authorities, and it's good shit. Next story is going to be coming from Tactical Life, but basically, if you have not been a hermit crab and you've been on the internet any of the past couple weeks, you will know of the Storming Area 51 event coming up September 20th. This shit is hilarious. I've posted some pretty fucking hilarious memes and news articles about this shit on my social media pages, and I think this shit is hilarious. I love a good conspiracy theory. I fucking eat that shit up like it's fucking, you know, crack and Reese's. I mean, it's fucking amazing. It's just hilarious. But anyway, This article comes from Tactical Life. It was published on July 16th, 2019. And what basically it's saying is don't do it. And, you know, I think it's a great way of the people to show that they still have the power. But I kind of think that it's funny, but it is kind of a lost cause. There's like a million people that say they're going to participate in this event. And out of the million people, say even 10% show up, you're looking between maybe 5,000 to 10,000 social media people going out to Nevada and going to try and storm Area 51. I've read that the Air Force authorities out there have already extended the perimeter 2 miles past what it currently is to try and prevent anything. And I know if you're in the military and you do any kind of security forces, engineering, shit like that to build up base security, you are hating the internet right now, because I guarantee you there's motherfuckers out there that have been called to Nevada to put up Constantino wire and all kinds of shit out there. And I guarantee you September 20th, they're going to have soldiers daisy chaining in the Nevada desert in full battle rattle, probably around that motherfucking base, to try and ward off any people that are actually going to show up to this shit. And I think it's hilarious. I think it's funny. I feel bad for you, brother, if you're out there in the Nevada desert September 20th, because, you know, the chain of command thinks they want to take this threat seriously. And I saw a hilarious meme today. It said, I'd hate to been the guy in the Pentagon to explain to a general what a basically that anime running where you lean forward and you lean your arms back so that way you can run faster in the anime movies. I think that would have been hilarious to explain that, because, you know, some general that was probably, you know, been in the military for 30 plus years, and it's like, what the fuck is that kind of running? And so he had to, I'm sure he had to explain that. That shit's hilarious. But basically they're saying don't do it. And I mean, I live next to some Air Force bases here where I live. And I've talked to some pilots, and they basically call that the bus zone, because it is so private. Basically, if you're not authorized to go over Area 51, even in a motherfucking plane, and this is something else I saw, is it showed FAA traffic, air traffic over the United States, and it showed this little black spot in Nevada, and that is Area 51. Basically, nobody is allowed to fly over there unless you are authorized. And even if you're in the Air Force and you have, you know, to fly over Area 51, it's called the bus zone if you're not authorized, because basically they tell you to land your plane at the nearest airport, and they've got you a bus ticket back to wherever the fuck you came from. But I think it's hilarious. Keep up with it. I'll be interested. I guarantee there's going to be some reporters, you know, on the highway going to Area 51, interviewing people. I guarantee you there's probably going to be some people out there, whether they actually, well, I almost guarantee you there's going to be some dumb fucks that actually do storm the perimeter to try and be the you know, social media warriors. And but there's going to be a ton of people out there, and they're going to, you know, have fun and live stream that shit, and some Joe is going to be out there freaking the fuck out, thinking, what the fuck am I actually supposed to do if these motherfuckers pass the perimeter? Anyway, that's going to be the end of that story. The next story I have is actually a set of stories, and these stories all come from Amaland, and they also come from SaveThe2A.org. And basically, if you've listened to this podcast for a while, you know that there is some shit going down with the NRA. The NRA executive leadership, the NRA ILA, and now it appears the NRA Foundation, which is the charity foundation that does shit like with Friends of the NRA and stuff. It is in some serious caca, some serious shit, because Wayne LaPierre and Ackerman McQueen has had a cushy relationship for a long time. They have gouged the NRA out of millions of dollars, and now Wayne LaPierre is, you know, had the attempted coup, the last NRAM in Indianapolis by Oliver North, and that didn't work out so well. So Wayne LaPierre has done nothing more than just consolidate his power in the NRA. And it has caused a humongous rift in the 2A community. Myself, I am actually a humongous supporter of reforming the NRA. I am a firm follower and believer and participant in Save the 2A, Save the Second. It is an organization that main goal is to reform the NRA. And there are five goals in Save the Second that is to reform the NRA. Go check it out. Again, the website is savethe2a.org. But this first article is actually from Emma Land. It was fucking published by Tom King, who is the president of the New York State Rifle and Pistol Association, which is pretty cozy with the NRA because you got to think fucking New York is like to be the test bed of new gun control legislation. So anytime the NRA has done any kind of litigation against gun control laws, they have partnered with the New York Pistol and Rifle Association to fight those gun control laws. But Tom King has basically stated that, you know, he goes in this whole fucking tirade about how gun control advocates hate, you know, freedom and all this kind of shit, and they've attacked President Trump, and they've attacked Judge Kavanaugh, and now they are turning their sights on Wayne LaPierre because, in big bold motherfucking letters, and I quote, "Now it's Wayne LaPierre's turn in the barrel." Why? If you destroy Wayne, there's a good chance the NRA will fail or be greatly diminished. And I think, fuck that shit, okay? Wayne LaPierre is not the NRA. The NRA is a membership organization. The members are the NRA. And I feel that if Wayne LaPierre is gone, sooner the better, then that is going to strengthen the NRA. It is going to bring more members back into the fold, and it's also going to bring members that are currently a part of the NRA more active in the organization, and that's what needs to happen. He goes into how the fucking NRA is strong and how it's 5 million members plus, but a lot of people think that, you know, the NRA is actually less. How many of those people are you counting are deceased life members? How many of those people are life members that are no longer consider themselves a part of the NRA because all the shit that's gone down with Wayne LaPierre, Ackerman McQueen? And also, he talks about how much good Wayne LaPierre has done for the NRA. And again, that's a load of shit. He has brought the NRA into a more divisive organization. I know plenty of liberal gun lovers that support the Second Amendment, but they might not vote Republican every fucking time, that have basically gave the NRA the bird because they don't like the divisive message that the NRA has become, especially since Obama. And, you know, but then they're all fucking, you know, sucking cock, you know, or Trump's cock, because he's supposed to be, you know, the great NRA savior, or the great Second Amendment savior, and he said the attack the NRA the past 8 years, you know, by Obama and the Democrat-controlled Congress is over, yet he has passed more gun control initiatives than Obama had in 8 years. He has done more to limit your Second Amendment rights than Obama has. And I think that's horseshit. And that's something else that the current NRA leadership, especially fucking Willis Lee, if you ever follow that motherfucker on social media, he's all about we need to stop fighting and we need to focus on 2020. Well, how about we fucking focus on not just the presidential election? How about we continue to focus on our Second Amendment? You know, it doesn't matter if there is a Republican president or if there's a Democratic president. The president doesn't make laws. He can, well, I say that, but look what fucking Trump has done with the ATF. But you can have, you know, people in Congress that are more Second Amendment friendly that can pass pro-gun legislation, if not just stop gun control legislation. So he is all about talking about how that Second Amendment supporters are in league with Bloomberg, talking about us that want to see the NRA reformed, wants to see Wayne gone. He says we're basically the fucking, you know, blind zombies of gun control nuts because we are trying to tear the NRA down, which is horse shit. And he goes into a bunch of bullshit that I just feel like not even continuing, just because this guy's full of shit. If you're in New York and you are a gun control support or gun control opponent and you support the Second Amendment, I think you need to speak to Tom King since you live there and tell him that he's a fucking idiot and that it sounds like he is a Wayne LaPierre crony and he needs to get the fuck out of the New York Pistol and Rifle Association, so that way the organization can be more of a supporter to your Second Amendment rights and want reform for the NRA itself. This second article also comes from MLand, and this comes from a good friend, Anthony Garcia, who is the Save the Second president. Basically, what this is about, and let me give you a little breakdown, is the Save the Second is a great, great organization. I love it. I really, truly do. And it, like I said, if you haven't, go check it out. They have an email list that you can take a part of. Go follow them on social media as well. They have a cool series going on called 76 and 76 Days. And basically what we're doing there and what they're doing on social media is they're posting the contact information to all 76 board members and telling you to contact your board members and let them know your concerns with the current NRA and what it is. But just give you a little breakdown. The five goals of the Save the Second are a smaller board. Like I just said, there are 76 board members in the NRA. Term limits for board members. Attendance. No more abstentia fucking board members. Board members that fucking just show up by phone or, you know, conference calls, or board members that never even fucking show up. This is something you guys need to check. Carl Malone, Ted Nugent, those motherfuckers have never showed up to an NRA board meeting. Do member engagement is their fourth goal, which is humongous. I think, like I said before, the NRA is a membership organization, is membership driven. For the NRA to succeed and to be more powerful, you need to have your members involved in the organization, and then also exclusive to a focus. The NRA's focus should be gun-related education, recreation, advocacy, and not partisan politics. That last part about partisan politics is my own views, and speaking with the board of Save the Second, that's kind of what I have expressed, and that's, I think, where they're going with that. Try and get away from the divisive politics that the NRA has gotten itself into. But anyway, and I'm actually going to post this link. What this next article about from Anthony Garcia is they need 250 valid signatures before August 1st, which is right around the motherfucking corner. 250 valid signatures of voting members of the NRA to be turned into them. You can download a petition from their website. I will share this link on my social media pages. And what you need to do is you need to fill it out, send it in, so that way the board members from Save the Second can go to the next board of directors meeting, which is in fucking Alaska for some motherfucking reason. A waste of fucking NRA money. And basically what this is it's going to be a petition for them to vote on an amendment to the NRA bylaws stating that NRA board directors need to be in attendance for meetings to be good standing board members. Basically, if you don't show up, you can't get to be a board member. You don't get to run again. And that's what needs to happen. You can go to their website, Save the Second, click on Take Actions, go to Sign the Petitions, and you can see all the petitions that they have there. That's the one that they're trying to push right now, and that's what needs to be done. Again, if you are one of those people, and I get this all the time on social media, I get this all the time when I go shooting, I get this all the time when I talk to my gun buddies, where you know, I am a millennial. I'm not gonna say technically, I am a motherfucking millennial, and I have been a part of the NRA for a long time. I'm also a part of GOA, I'm a part of FPC, and I'm also a part of my local gun organization, Bama Carry. And but I believe you need to have as many dogs in the fight, and the biggest dog, even though it is corrupt at top right now, is the NRA, and we need to have the NRA at our, you know, behind our backs to fight for our Second Amendment rights, to you know, to support Second Amendment politicians, and to be your voice. You know, one voice in a crowd of millions doesn't have a whole lot of say, but if we come together as an organization, then our voices can be heard a little bit more, and that's where the NRA comes in. I completely agree. The NRA doesn't represent me right now, but being who I am. I want to make sure that the NRA represents me, represents my generation, because that's something else I see all the time, is that my generation is being forgotten by the NRA, and the NRA basically doesn't give a fuck about millennials. And that's something else I want to change. I want to see the NRA reach out to our generation, because a whole generation of shooting enthusiasts and gun lovers are being forgotten by the NRA. We're going to the GOA, we're going to the FPC, and those are great organizations, but they just don't have the numbers and the pull and the resources of the NRA. And I want to see the NRA, you know, not forget us. I want to see them, you know, fucking represent us, and I want to see them get strong again. And by doing that, we need to completely get rid of the executives right now. All the Wayne LaPierre cronies need to shrink the board, and we need to get board members in there that actually care about the NRA instead of just fucking riding Wayne LaPierre's coattails and just trying to get little scraps that he's throwing at them. So again, I'm going to share that Save the Second link on my social media. Please, if you are a voting member of the NRA, go and check it out and sign it, mail it in. You have till August 1st to where, and actually, that's when the board director meeting is. So they really need it sooner than that. So if you can fucking download that shit tonight or tomorrow, whenever you listen to this episode, and mail that in, make sure it gets there enough time, because they got to print these things out. Well, not print these things out, receive them in the mail, collect them, and then go to the meeting in Anchorage, Alaska. And, you know, again, that's going to take a day or so. You know, they're going to get fucking packed. They're going to hop on a plane. They're going to go to Anchorage probably the day before the board meeting, so that way they can make sure they get there enough time in case a flight gets canceled or delayed or redirected or whatever the fuck. That's something that they need to do. Another thing that has happened in the NRA, and this is from MLN and is also from Save the Second's website, is if you have not noticed, there are board directors out there in the NRA that agree with what we're saying. They agree with those key principles that the Save the Second is trying to do. And because they have spoken up and they have spoken out against Wayne LaPierre, they are basically losing all power that they have on the board of directors. You know, when you're on the board of directors for the NRA, you can get assigned to committees. And once you get assigned to these committees, you can help direct the NRA in the direction they go in whatever committee you go to. And they have a bunch of different fucking committees, whether it be grassroots, shooting sports, competitions, whatever the fuck it is. You know, there's a shit ton of different subsections of the NRA that board of directors can get on committees for to help guide the NRA in that specific area. And if you haven't heard, Sean Maloney, Alan West, Tom Knight, these are people that have come out, and there are more board of directors that have spoken out against Wayne LaPierre, but they have not come public about it, so I don't want to, you know, out them on the podcast. But there are more board of directors that have spoken out, but those three have come out and spoken publicly about it, and they have stated that because that they have spoken out against Wayne LaPierre, fucking Marion Hamner, who is the president of the board of directors, who replaced Oliver North after the attempted coup in NRAM this past year, or this past fucking spring, they have lost all their committee positions. They were on committees previously, and they were on committees, some of them, for a long fucking time. And they have great knowledge and experience in the areas that these committees are geared towards. And the NRA has removed them from all committees that they were on. And not only that, not putting them on any further committees. So you have these board of directors who are very, you know, it's great talent that the NRA can use, but what they're doing is they're fucking giving them the bird because they spoke out against Wayne LaPierre, and they spoke out against the corruption in the executive leadership, not only in the NRA itself, but also the NRA board of directors, talking about Wayne LaPierre, Carolyn Meadows, all that kind of shit. And they have said, you know what, because you didn't toe the line, we are going to strip all power from you, and basically you're just going to be a figurehead. Don't really have any power except for when it comes to votes. But do the votes even really matter? Because Wayne LaPierre has stuffed the fucking board of directors with his cronies and people that he has put into positions of power to run the board of directors the way he wants to run the board of directors. Perfect example, fucking Willis Lee. Willis Lee has not even been at the board of directors for 4 years, and he's already the second vice president, and he is a humongous fucking Wayne LaPierre crony, and yet he is a humongous asshole. Also, I just want to say I hate that guy because he is such a dick on social media, treating NRA members like total fucking garbage, and he's just a pure asshole. I'd hate to have been his fucking soldier when he was a lieutenant colonel in the Army. But you have these motherfuckers in the board of directors who are silencing and punishing, you know, giving retribution to people that have spoken out, and that's horseshit. And this is the exact motherfucking reason why the NRA is in trouble, is because anybody that doesn't agree with them, they're punished to the fullest extent that they possibly can, and they're basically told, if you want to be able to do what you want to do to help the Second Amendment community, you know, whether it be through your committees or whatever, and I guarantee you, and it's going to be interesting to see when it comes to this next NRAM, to see if the nominating committee, because again, to get on the board of directors, you actually have to be nominated by the nomination committee, which is a board of directors committee, who Wayne LaPierre has put in people in there that he wants to fucking lead and to guide them on who he wants to nominate. And, you know, otherwise you have to do like what Adam Kraut did, which is a humongous pain in the ass. You have to get a certain percentage of voting members who have voted in the last board of director meeting. So that's several thousand. And then you have to verify these people are voting members and all this other kind of shit. But, you know, the easiest way, obviously, is to have the nominating committee nominate you to run for the board of directors. But, you know, it'd be interesting to see if these people that spoke out had all their committees stripped, to see if they are nominated again by the nomination committee to run for the board of directors. If not, they're going to have to go through the old petition process like Adam Kraut did. And if that's the case, just fuck the NRA board of directors and fuck Wayne LaPierre, because that is going to be some serious horse shit. Anyway, this next story is kind of going on to what I was talking about and why I think the NRA needs to be strong. And I will say the FPC and the GOA has done great in this regard, especially the FPC. I fucking love the FPC. I really do. I think right now that's where you get the most bang for your buck in membership money. I strongly support the FPC. But this next story also comes from MLN. It was published on July 10th, 2019. And if you live in a non-free state of California, Commifornia, I feel sorry for you, brothers and sisters, because July 1st was the beginning of the new background checks and ammo registration. It has been a pain in the ass. It has been a nightmare. There's been so many problems that are being reported. It's basically, you know, you have to pay a registration fee, you have to have your background ran, and you got to pay for it every time you buy ammo. I think the first time is like $25, and anytime after that it's like $2 or $3. So basically, you know, anytime you want to buy a box of ammo, if you just want to buy a 50-round box of steel Tula ammo and it costs like $7, it automatically jumped to $10 if you already had your background check ran. And of course, people are getting denied because the fucking background checks are being fucking just swamped. Because, you know, that's what you need to have fun in the shooting industry and the shooting sports, is you need ammo. And some of the cases that are you know, being touted as perfect examples why this is a fucked up law is Olympic shooters out there in California. They have to go through all this fucking nightmare to be able to just practice for their sport that they fucking participate in the motherfucking Olympics for. And that shit is bananas. I think that's fucking crazy. And, I mean, think about how much more that those people are going to have to spend. You're either going to have to buy by the fucking pallet load to save you money and not spend, you know, being nickel and dimed every time you go to get ammo to practice your sport, or, you know, just got to fucking move. And that's just that's just fucking absurd. I don't know what, I mean, I know what California is doing is because they're fucking, you know, retarded basically when it comes to common sense, but it's stupid and it's insanity. The FPC and also the Gun Owners of California and also the GOA But I'm seeing a lot done by FPC. They're collecting stories of people that are being denied the purchase of ammo. They are being denied, or they're collecting stories of hardship on this new ammo background, and you know, checks every time you purchase ammo, so that way they can set up a good legal challenge against this nightmare law. If you live in California and if you haven't checked that out, go check out FPC. Check out Gun Owners of California. They are, you know, fucking right on the money, right on the step. As soon as this shit hit, FPC, all on their social media, was, you know, posting fucking phone numbers, emails, all that kind of shit where you can contact them, so that way they can go ahead and start getting this legal fight done. And if you haven't already, like I said, be a part of Second Amendment organizations. Like I said, I'm part of all those Second Amendment organizations that I talked about earlier. I think if you're going to be a part of any, right now, be a part of the NRA, so that way you can have a voice in getting it reformed and getting it to the organization that it needs to be. But you also need to be a part of the FPC, because they are the workhorse, in my opinion, of litigation in regards to breaking down the gun control laws that are out there. And it is just retardedness, fucking, you know, helmets and all kinds of crazy shit everywhere, because these mentally challenged people are doing anything that they can, finding creative ways every day to try and limit those Second Amendment rights and people in non-free states. And I feel sorry for you, but I pray for y'all every fucking day that something happens, that finally the Supreme Court accepts a fucking case to where that this can get overturned. Because that's been the only saving grace thus far of the Trump administration, in my mind, is that he has, and I put this in air quotes, appointed Second Amendment friendly judges, because that's what everybody was appointed, you know, voting for him for. At least that's what I voted for him for. He was supposed to be appointing and nominating these Second Amendment friendly judges to the Supreme Court, so that way we don't have to worry about any time one of these laws gets challenged that any of these gun control laws are found constitutional, which they're not. So, you know, I'm waiting for that fucking happen. It's not happened yet. There's supposedly shit in the pipe that can happen that might get heard, but we shall see. And I pray for y'all. I give y'all money. I gave money to I can't even right now off the top of my head think of it, but I gave them, you know, some money to one California gun organization to help them in their legal fights and shit. But y'all just stay strong, fucking be an active member in the Second Amendment community where you're at, so that way people that try and pass these laws see that we are not a minority, we are the majority, and that we need to protect our constitutional rights, because every gun control law is an infringement on our constitutional rights, and that's what needs to be fucking shouted from the rooftops. But let's go ahead and start getting on to the product section of this show. There's some cool shit that's come out, and also I got a little special treat for y'all in our culture segment. All right, y'all, this is going to be the product news and reviews section. I don't have any new products to review, but I have some shit coming that I've been given for T&E, and so I will definitely, once that shit comes in, I will take it to the range, and I will let y'all know what I think of it. But I got some pretty cool shit in the product news that's come out, and I wanted to share, especially if you're looking for some upgrades or some parts and shit. But basically, the first product I have is Icarus Precision has come out with Ace 365 version 2.0 aluminum frames without the palm swells. This is pretty fucking cool. I am a humongous fan of swapping out some polymer frames for aluminum frames. I think it looks better. I think it's pretty cool. You know, just feels good in the hand. Better durability in my mind. You know, doesn't get scratched or some shit because, you know, I have a fucking rough lifestyle of just, I'm just rough on my shit, basically. I'm infamous for breaking a fucking anvil with a wiffle bat. So that's one thing that's come out. If you have a 365, I'm actually looking very forward to getting a SIG 365 XL in. I think those are pretty badass looking little guns. I can't wait to try one of those out. 365s are pretty popular for concealed carry, so if you have one, go check out Icarus Precision. They have that new aluminum frame for you. Another thing that's come out is Strike Industries has come out with a new extended mag plate for Glocks. I like extended mag plates for Glocks. I think it adds a little bit more weight to the magazine itself. I have had some troubles with doing, you know, range shooting or competitions when I shoot my Glock in some USPSA. Sometimes the mag's not falling whenever I press the mag release button, and some little weight at the end of the mag base plate helps that out. And if you're going to put some little some weight on the end of the mag base plate, why not fucking just go ahead and extend that bitch to give you some more rounds? These new mag plates will add an extra 6 or 5 rounds depending on your caliber. And something that I like about these is that they're actually, like, for example, for the Tehran Tacticals, to me, those bitches just look kind of wide. They almost as wide, if not a little wider than the grip. It, you know, it's just, you know, a little visual trick, at least in my mind. But these are actually almost, it's not as wide as the frame itself of the gun. They're a little bit longer. So if you're, you know, if you do that shit for concealment, I would not have this as a concealable magazine. I would have this as maybe as a backup magazine, so that way you'd have some extra rounds if you need to do a mag change for self-defense. But it looks great for competition if you do open. So check out Elite Tactical, or, you know, it'll check out Strike Industries. It says it will work for aftermarket Glock magazines like ETS magazines, but it also works on the manufacturer magazines. They're pretty cool. They do have a price, $20. So it's really not that bad. Like I said, most of the Tehran Tactical shit, you're looking at $40. And to me, that just, you know, it's a little fucking pricey. This is, however, made of polymer, so it's not going to be that heavy metal. It might be a little lighter, but it is, again, like I said, going to add some weight to the bottom of your magazine to help it drop a little easier. Also give you a little something to hold on to if for some reason you got some dirt up in that bitch and it's not falling very freely. Gives you a little bit of something to grab on the bottom and yank that shit out. Next thing that I got is the ZevTex announces a new OZ9 modular build kit. Now, this is pretty fucking cool. It is basically built like a Glock, but it kind of goes with the new SIG 320 modularity. It has got the 1911 grip angle, which is kind of cool. I like that. But basically, what it looks like is you have your normal polymer frame, but instead of the polymer frame coming out all the way, you know, depending on what model you have, to like towards the end of the barrel, the polymer frame actually cuts off like right after the trigger guard, and the metal part, which extends and has the Picatinny rail on the bottom, is the actual serialized part. And then, of course, you got your slide and all that good shit. So this is good for customization. And like Glock already is, it's basically the AR-15 of pistols. You can put anything and everything on your Glock. There's all kinds of fucking crazy parts. I think it's pretty cool. Again, you know, innovation in the industry is awesome. Even if it's a stupid innovation, it's going to fill somebody's niche. But this is a great product that I think that... it's just for people that want to have something a little different, a little cool, a little bit more customized to them. And because it is modular, there's different grip assemblies, different, you know, products from Zev, and I'm sure more aftermarket parts are going to come from it. that you can use. And because it's Zev, they're pretty proud of their shit. I don't see a fucking that story was from MLN. I don't see a price on the article, probably because it would fucking shock you just reading it, because Zev is proud of their shit. But I think it's pretty cool. The next thing in the product news is, if you haven't seen this, Glock has come out with new colors in their slimline models, the G48 and the G43X. They got rid of that gay silver ass slide up top, and they went with the regular black, which I really like. I mean, when I personally have felt the 43X in my hand, I really like it, but I hated that silver look. I think it's retarded as fuck. So then they came out with this black model. I probably will go get me one. I think it's a cool little gun. Fits my hand better. I got fucking humongous bear paws for hands, being 6'5". So, you know, that's one thing I like about the 43X, is a little bit bigger for me. So that way I can grip it a little bit easier. But anyway, they came out with that. And there's a pretty fucking cool, funny meme with that. You know, fucking, you know, it said Disney princess, you know, decides to pick air, you know, for the live Ariel movie, they decide to hire a black actress, and Glock, not wanting to be outdone, came out with two of their models with black slides. Pretty fucking funny. Anyway, going on to the next and last part of the product news is Sig Sauer modular handgun system finally receives the full material release for the U.S. Army. And for those of you that don't know, you know, or what was it, like 2 years ago, Sig adopted the the Army adopted the SIG 320 as their service duty weapon, and basically they continue with testing to make sure that it completely passed all of their fucking tests, and now it's finally been given the full go-ahead from the Army to go ahead and release and issue out SIG 320s to all of the pistol-carrying members of the military. So that's, you know, pretty cool news for SIG. That means it's, you know, done all of the shit that it needs to do to pass the Army's, you know, fucking stupid test that they have, and their torture test and all that kind of shit. That's going to be the end of our product news. And again, like I said, I got some shit coming in for T&E that companies are sending me for reviewing, and I can't wait to get that shit in. And as soon as I do, I will let y'all know what I get and what it is, and I will give y'all a good review. But let's go ahead and start heading into our culture segment. Looking for a mouth I can open just like a can of peas. Man, I'm high, so them bitches calling me gasoline. Fast, and watch me cause a catastrophe. Lavishly with my bag of weed, don't pass it to me, I'm so gone. I'm way on top of that ozone, cause I'm in the cold on with a no-dose. Hold on, got a purple stain on my polo, oh no. Got another one sitting on my photo. I don't even know where I'm at, should I go home? Raised in a fucking street, I ain't talking hobo. Down in SoFlo, chilling with a Puerto Rican, man, a bitch so fine. All right, guys, this is the culture segment. We're going to be talking about a movie, but before we get into the movie that we're talking about, there's a cool little article from ballistic.com, came out July 3rd, 2019, and basically it's 8 of the most common movie gun myths and why they're wrong. I fucking hate it whenever I see this shit in movies, and I always call it out. I'm sure I ruin movies for people, whoever I'm with, but basically some of the common gun myths I'm just going to go over quickly. Of course, the one, shooters don't know when the gun is empty. I always see that shit. Also, movie gun bullets send you flying. You know, somebody gets shot by a fucking 45 long Colt in a Western movie and they go flying back. Also, fully automatic weapons in civilian hands. One of my favorite movies, and I watch it all the time, Baby Driver. There's this one Marine vet that's a hero. He fucking pulls out a MP5 fully automatic pistol to try and stop them from robbing an armored car. That's stupid as shit. Also, another one is, you hear, and they, I can't believe they put this, they you hear the clip exit the gun, which I guess they're talking about M1 Garands. But, you know, also you kind of hear that shit all the time too. So I fucking hate it whenever there is a striker fired gun and then all of a sudden you hear the sound effect of a hammer being cocked. That's retarded as shit. Two-handed shooting is better, of course. Always in movies you see fucking people shoot with one hands and fucking have miraculous accuracy shooting one-handed. Glocks in airport security. If you're a diehard fan like me, you know that supposedly a Glock 7, calling a ceramic gun made in Germany, can go through metal detectors because they're ceramic. That's horse shit. Sniper rifles, of course, you always see in movies sniper rifles being, you know, fucking put together and then have pinpoint accuracy 1,000 yards away. That's also horse shit. The silent and deadly movie gun, of course, whenever there's a suppressor in a fucking movie, they're always, you know, whisper quiet and all that kind of shit. And we all know that's bullshit. But anyway, let's start getting into the cultural movie segment where we talk about guns and whether it be books, movies, music, whatever the fuck it is. And due to the fact that I think this Area 51, Storm Area 51 is hilarious and all that kind of good shit, we're actually talking about two movies. We're talking about Alien and the sequel Aliens. One came out in 1979 and the other one came out in 1986. Both long before I was born, but they're both great movies. Anyway, in Alien, you have a custom flamethrower. In Alien, it's actually very easy. There's only three weapons that are used. You have the custom flamethrower. There's really not based off of anything. You have a harpoon gun. And then you have a laser pistol. And this is cool. The laser pistols in the movie are actually based off of the MK5s, the Swiss Rexum Favor. You know, Favor, however you want to say it. That's pretty cool, pretty interesting stuff. And that's what, you know, all this is coming from imfdb.org, and this is why I love this website, is because, you know, of course, all these movies are going to have, you know, tricked out custom weapons, but they say what's based off of what. Going into the movie Aliens, you have, of course, the M41A pulse rifle, and that is actually based off of a Thompson. They also have the M56 smart guns, which is what you see some of the Space Marines carry, the big looking machine gun shits. That's actually based off the MG42 machine gun. You also have the, I already talked about that, but I'm sorry. Anyway, they also have a bunch of L85A1s in the armory rack on the ship. And that is a cool futuristic weapon. It's pretty cool. You see, and they actually got a little clip of the movie and shows them all lined up. And then, of course, you have the Lewis gun, which is a machine gun with the drum on top. It's heavily modified in the movie. And then they also have some cool fucking sentry guns that are also based off the MG42. And then something else that I think is pretty cool, because anytime you see these old, like 1970s, 80s movies, and they're futuristic and stuff, of course, for handguns, they have the H&K VP-70, very futuristic looking gun. But you also have a Smith & Wesson 39. You have one of the characters carrying that across their chest. But that's going to be our culture segment. Let's start wrapping this shit up, folks, and I appreciate you listening, but let's go ahead and start wrapping this fucking show up. See the folks hate, but online they watching. Now watch us hit this mug and all four wheels. Locked in, we shot gunning, mug grips funning. All my rednecks crazy, go from 0 to 100. Yeah, I'm in the sticks, hanging with the hicks. You in the city, boy, ain't life a bitch. Yeah, redneck, this got his own paycheck. Oh, I bet you city boys really do hate that. Redneck. Yes, you know. All right, ladies and gents, this is going to be the end of this podcast episode. I want to greatly appreciate you listening. Again, I am terribly sorry it's a few days late. I appreciate you bearing with me. If you haven't already, go ahead and check us out on social media. We're on Facebook under 2A Lifestyle. That is the number 2A Lifestyle. On Instagram, we are 2A Lifestyle with two being spelled out, T-W-O. Again, we have a Patreon account. Please go check us out. We're almost up to $15 a month. On pledges, and like I said, anything after $15 a month, $15 a month is just going to pay for the bandwidth for this podcast. Anything after $15 a month is going to be used for this show. It's going to be used for you guys in giveaways. I have some hats coming in. I have some stickers. If you want some swag, like I said, I have some stickers. Go check out the social media pages. You can see what that looks like. We have some hats coming in if you're interested. Don't have a price on those yet, but we are going to have some hats, and I will have that on the social media. So if you want some swag, if you are a Patreon, you're automatically going to get some swag. So check that out. Again, I greatly appreciate you guys listening. Wish me luck on my jiu-jitsu competition this weekend. We shall see how that shit goes. But until then, I will see you guys in another, not necessarily 2 weeks, but a little short of 2 weeks. So I will see you guys then. And until then, continue being a part of this 2A lifestyle. And fucking love you. And I will see you guys then. Oh.
I came from the 334, chicken name tag. You should already know, Alabama born, where the tide rolls. And we don't need a truck to hit a mud hole. Mama's cooking in some homemade sweet tea. Turn the game on the big screen TV. Send the kids outside and just let them be. They crank the stereo, the front go and me. We coming at you with a whole new kind of style. The type of flow that you ain't heard in quite a while. A skinny white boy with a crooked country smile. About to seize the moment like my life is 8 Mile. Teamed up with some brand new cats. Franco got the voice to give your girl a heart attack. FJ dropping bars like he rising by the pack. And Dot stays in the studio mixing up the track.
Down in Florida, back up to Alabama. All the country girls love me and my country grandma. Got them Georgia boys with me out in Hot Atlanta. And we got some real pretty ladies from Louisiana.